안녕하십니까? 2015학년도 대학수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2015학년도 대학수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다.
1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, how many people will come to the party?
Well, it seems that there will be more people than we expected.
Really? Should we try to find a bigger place?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Eric, have you finished the report I asked for the other day?
Oh no, I completely forgot about that. I was so busy with other things.
What? We need the report for an important presentation tomorrow.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone. I'm Jane O'Connor, president of the Sunflower Gardening Club. I'd like to invite you to our club. Even if you have no gardening experience, don't worry. You can learn from our experienced members. Our club meets every Thursday in the Sunflower Center's greenhouse. And we have two events each year. The flower show takes place in April and the vegetable show in August. There's a membership fee of $20 a year. When you sign up, you'll receive a club t-shirt. Also, members receive a 15% discount on vegetables at the Sunflower Center. Become a member and enjoy gardening with us.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Congratulations, Paul. I heard that you won the first prize in the school debate contest.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm thinking of joining the debate contest next year. Can you tell me how you became such an excellent debater?
Well, I've been keeping a diary. Writing has made me think more logically.
I see. Is there anything else that I need to know?
I also try to enhance my general knowledge.
How would I do that?
Reading newspapers and magazines is a good way.
I think that's a good idea. In fact, I've already started reading the news.
That's great. You can also increase your general knowledge by surfing the internet and even talking with your friends.
Thank you. I hope I can improve my debating ability by following your advice.
Hello,
Cindy. Do you have a minute for a quick interview before the award ceremony?
Of course. It's my pleasure.
How have you liked your visit to Korea?
Oh, I found it such a beautiful country.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you know that we had a feature story about your latest movie in our magazine?
Yes, I saw I was on the cover last month.
You looked very fashionable in the picture, and our readers really loved it.
Thank you.
For the readers of our magazine, could you tell me about your next movie?
Sure. My next movie is going to be a romantic comedy, and I'll be the lead actress.
Sounds interesting. I can't wait to see it.
Well, I should be going now.
Oh, I see. Thank you for having an interview with us. Anna, are you enjoying the Children's Day Parade? It's always fun to watch.
Yes, it is. Can you see the clown balloon above the building?
You mean that one with a big nose and a big smile?
Yes. Oh, here comes a marching band. The lead person is holding a banner saying, Happy Children's Day.
The band members are playing trumpets.
I know. What an exciting song they're playing.
Look at the parade car. It looks like a huge bird.
Yes, I like it. There are two people sitting on the parade car.
Let's wave at them.
Sure. Oh, do you see the dolphin balloon above the tree?
Of course I do. I'm really happy we came to the parade.
Hi, Jason. Is that a cookbook?
Yeah, this is a bestseller.
Oh, I didn't know you're interested in cooking.
Well, I want to start eating healthier food.
Great. Let me know if there are any good recipes in the book.
Sure, I will. But these recipes don't look easy.
Just try cooking. You can learn from your mistakes.
I know, but I don't want to waste time experimenting.
Well, I heard that the local community center offers a cooking class. Why don't you check it out?
I already did, but it doesn't fit my schedule. I wish someone could just show me how to cook.
Then I can let you know about some useful cooking websites. You can visit those sites and watch online cooking videos.
Thanks. That would be a great help.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 변경된 시간에 배드민턴 연습을 할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Eddie. I have a message for you from Coach Johnson.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Our badminton practice has changed to 3 o'clock today.
Really? It's 2 hours earlier than usual. Did you ask him why?
He said we can't use the gym after 5 because of a school event.
Now I'm in trouble.
Why? Is it because of your part-time job at the library?
No, that's not it. I don't work today.
Then what's the problem?
My friends and I have dance practice at 3, so I can't go to the badminton practice.
Okay, I'll tell Coach Johnson that you won't be at practice today.
Thanks, Sarah.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불한 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Green Valley Amusement Park. How may I help you?
Hi. I'd like to buy some annual passes for the amusement park.
Okay. We have 2 kinds of annual passes. One for the whole week and the other for just weekdays.
I see. Then I'll buy the weekday passes. How much are they?
$200 for an adult and $100 for a child. How many passes do you need?
2 adults and 1 child.
Okay. Weekday passes for 2 adults and 1 child. Is that right?
That's correct. Do you have any special offers?
Yes, we do. You get 10% off the total price if you are a local resident. But I need to check your ID.
Great. Here's my credit card and ID.
You're all set. I've applied the discount for all your passes.
10번. 대화를 듣고 학부모 교사 회의에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Chris, how is it going with the parent-teacher conference this afternoon?
Pretty good. It took a long time to write this handout for the parents, though.
Well, if you haven't made copies of it, I can make them for you.
Thanks, but I've already done it.
Okay. Have you set up the computer in the auditorium?
Yeah, Ms. Daisy helped me with that.
What about the snacks?
I've already bought some for the conference.
Then everything's ready, right?
Well, in fact, there's one thing left. I still need to hang a banner on the gate.
Okay, leave it to me. I'll take care of it right now.
Thank you.
11번. 썸머 캠프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention, students. This is an announcement about the summer camp. Our school is providing all of you with a chance to participate in the camp during the summer vacation. This camp will be held at Teapot Village. The camp has excellent camp leaders and great facilities, including spacious cabins, wireless internet access, hot showers, and a swimming pool.
There will be a variety of programs to help you build creativity and problem-solving skills, including programs for math and science. The camp will run for 5 days from August 1st through August 5th. If you are interested, please sign up and submit a $10 registration fee by July 20th. Registration is available only online, so please visit the camp website. The camp will be a valuable and enjoyable experience this summer. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 관람할 영화를 고르시오.
Min-soo, our midterm exams will be over tomorrow. Do you want to go to the movies after the exams?
Sure, that sounds great.
Good. Here is a list of movies playing.
Let me see. Is there any genre you want to watch?
Well, I don't like animations or thrillers.
I don't like animations or thrillers either. Why don't we choose a 3D movie among the rest?
That's a good idea. Then which one of these 3D movies do you want to watch?
Since the exams finish at 11:30 tomorrow morning, we can't watch this one.
Right. We can't watch it anyway because we're only 17.
All right. Then it's decided.
Okay, let's watch it.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Susan, how's your new position?
Very busy. I'm preparing the employee training program.
I understand. That was my job last year.
Did you also have so many things to prepare at that time?
Sure, I did.
I just wonder how you handled all those things alone.
Yeah, it was tough. But the hardest part was getting a qualified instructor. Did you find someone?
I'm trying, but not yet. Well, do you think it'll be okay if we hire the same person as last year?
Why not? He did a great job.
Good to hear that. Do you still have the instructor's contact information?
Yes, I have his phone number and email address.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Tony Brown.
Hi, Mr. Brown. This is Jenny Smith from Benson Book Publishing.
Oh, Benson Book Publishing?
Yes. Do you remember posting a book review of one of our recent novels on our website?
Yes, I do. Was there something wrong with my review?
Not at all. I'm calling to let you know that you've been selected as the best review writer of this month. Congratulations!
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
As the winner of this month's best review, you'll receive a prize of 5 books published by our company.
Wow! I never expected this.
You can receive your books by mail, or you can visit us and pick them up.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 헬렌이 손님에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Helen is working as a clerk at a clothing store. A customer visiting the store tries on a shirt and likes it very much. Helen tells the customer that it's the last one in stock at the moment. The customer thinks he is very lucky to get the last shirt. Soon, however, he realizes he has left his wallet at home and gets worried that someone else might take the shirt. Leaving the store, he says to Helen that he'll be back with his wallet right away. Noticing that he is worried, Helen wants to assure him by suggesting that she'll keep the shirt until he comes back. In this situation, what would Helen most likely say to the customer?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Are you trying to be a tidy person? It's really difficult to get organized, isn't it? A simple way to get organized is to remove unnecessary things around you. For example, when you're facing a desk covered with papers, throw away the unnecessary ones. If you have old toys that your children don't use anymore, it is a good idea to donate them to charity. Have you kept a broken lamp for more than 6 months? Is it fixed? If not, just get rid of it. The same goes for that flower vase in your living room. If it hasn't had flowers for months, give it away. I'm not saying you should throw away everything. You might want to keep some items for old memories. But you should choose those items carefully. So, why don't you look around and see if there's anything you don't need? By removing these unnecessary things, you can keep your stuff organized.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Are you trying to be a tidy person? It's really difficult to get organized, isn't it? A simple way to get organized is to remove unnecessary things around you. For example, when you're facing a desk covered with papers, throw away the unnecessary ones. If you have old toys that your children don't use anymore, it is a good idea to donate them to charity. Have you kept a broken lamp for more than 6 months? Is it fixed? If not, just get rid of it. The same goes for that flower vase in your living room. If it hasn't had flowers for months, give it away. I'm not saying you should throw away everything. You might want to keep some items for old memories. But you should choose those items carefully. So, why don't you look around and see if there's anything you don't need? By removing these unnecessary things, you can keep your stuff organized.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.